Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace. Happy New Year as well. It's a very exciting Sunday. Go ahead. Yep. Thanks, Alyssa. That tree tricks us, doesn't it? I couldn't see you back there. It is a beautiful tree. Today is Epiphany Sunday. It is really the last Sunday in the Christmas season, so we are still celebrating Christmas. You know, some people call this actually Christmas for the Gentiles. Because we find out that the three wise men who were Gentiles, we believe they're from Persia, they come and worship Jesus. So we're still celebrating Christmas technically here at Peace. Maybe being a wise man is one of those rite of passages for you when you were going through the Christmas pageant. I remember I was a wise man. I remember blowing the second stanza of the We Three Kings. So I have it memorized. We're going to sing it today. That second stanza, I know it by heart. It's there because of an experience in fifth grade. Other announcements to share here this morning. We've got some really good Bible studies here at Peace in January. If you want to get plugged in and start the new year right, the first is there's a women's study on the Lord's, on Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. That is going to be the week of January 22nd, and it's many churches gather in our fellowship hall to discuss Psalm 23. Go ahead and have your attention ready for that. Come talk to Callie or me if you want to be a part of that Bible study. Also, there's a men's study that's kind of quiet. We meet here the second and fourth Wednesdays from 2 to 3:15 of each month, the second and fourth Wednesdays. We're starting up this Wednesday. And so I just wanted to share that with everyone. The other thing that I wanted to share is that we have cards for some very important people in our congregation who have blessed us here. First is Larry Oliver. As many of you know, he is going to be installed and ordained at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, and we have a card to wish him congratulations and God's blessings. Take some time and just sign that card. There's three loose pieces of paper. You can sign those. And the second one is Gail Taylor. She is our parish nurse here at Peace. Gail, I found out she is still in the hospital. She had a rough week, and she went back to San Francisco last weekend and will be there for no less than 3 months, could be up to 6 months with very limited mobility. So we want to uplift Gail and kind of the situation that she's in. And also there's a card to sign for Gail giving thanks to her for everything she's done here in a get well for the weeks ahead. All right, I got one more, but we'll pass it off to Todd. Todd.
Two quick things. One is for council members. Want to remind people that the meeting this month is on the 15th, which seems a little bit early, but that is the third Tuesday. The second announcement is I have something very exciting. It's the day that everybody has been waiting for. 2 weeks from today is the annual church meeting. I know you've been holding your breath for that. These meetings go pretty quick. It'll be 2 weeks from today on the 20th after church in the fellowship hall. I've got the annual reports. I'm going to put them out after church. I don't want to hear paper rustling during pastor's sermon. And I will try to remind you of this, but 2 weeks from today after church, it's really important because this year we are going to be talking about the parking lot expansion, and that is going to be a big piece of business, and we want to make sure we get everybody's opinion on that. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Todd. And Callie.
I just wanted to let the parents of small kids know we do have a children's bulletin in the back that has some coloring pages and activities on it if they want to use that, or adults who can't sit still. And there are cups of crayons for you, so you can do that.
All right. Chuck looked pretty excited. Chuck Lane was like, oh, crayons, awesome. Janie?
Would you folks like to know how awesome you really are?
Yes.
We cleared $6,809 with our bazaar. Thank you very much.
Okay, just a reminder, be sure you check your mailbox today because there is at least one piece of important information in it. Yeah, we hope. And if there are any corrections that need to be made, please see Karen or myself. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Jan.
Anybody still interested in the OSU women's basketball tickets, which we have to discover a conflict with the meeting with the council on the 20th, but if you still want to go, sign up on the sign-up sheet, because we're going to get the tickets this week.
Or a quick meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does, I guess. David, great to have you here. Deacon David is here, David DeBois. He's Gene Wirth's son. He is a deacon up at Zion Lutheran Church in Tacoma. Is that right?
Right.
Yes, great to have you here.
Good to be here.
Yes.